its moment of flight and tagged the fingers of one eager reaching wedding guest who batted at it like a badminton birdie. With a hop and a skip, the white ball of mischief released a single white rose to the woman with the longest arm before Katie regained her balance, leaped forward, and seized the bouquet. Carpe bouquetum. The tall girl beside Katie blinked at the single rose in her hand. Katie raised her arm and let her cheer be heard across the meadow.
I caught it!
I almost had it, muttered Sierra. Christy, who had turned around to watch the momentary circus act, broke into a wide grin when she saw where the bouquet had landed. Katie echoed her best friend's delighted expression, beaming back at her. The two of them had speculated about this moment for years, many years. Both of them seemed to know that Christy would be the first to marry. Katie always maintained that Christy's groom would be Todd, even during those seasons when Christy had her doubts. To boost her friend's confidence during those dreamy yet doubting moments, Katie's best cheer-up line for Christy had been, "Just promise you'll throw the bouquet to me." That line always caused the two of them to smile at each other the same way they were smiling at this moment. Mission accomplished. Spinning around once in a twirl of triumph, Katie caught Rick's gaze. Whomever or whatever his "throw it high" comment referred to no longer mattered. Rick was watching her with his chocolate-brown eyes, and she felt herself melting a little inside, just as she had ever since her first puppy-dog crush on him in junior high.
"Look this way, please," the photographer said.
Katie tilted her head and gave him her widest smile.
"One more, this time a bit more subdued."
Drawing the fragrant gardenia and white rose bouquet up to her nose, Katie dipped her chin and took a lingering breath of the pure white sweetness.
"So this is what getting married smells like."
The photographer captured the shot, readjusted the camera's angle, and took another.
"Great, thanks."
Katie glanced up, ready to twinkle one of her bright, green-eyed looks of alluring charm at Rick, but her smile fell. Rick was no longer watching her. He had turned his attention to the single guys, who were lining up to catch the garter. She ambled over to join the group, brushing her hair off her forehead. Being so dressed up and having her picture taken felt strange, yet it was a nice sort of strange, an improvement over how she usually ran around. Katie's clothing selection had long been in the realm of jeans and a t-shirt or sweatshirt. During the past year, however, she had done what she called a Katie version of a makeover. It started with a haircut that gave her swishy red mane a more sophisticated yet easy wash-and-go style. She added some fun skirts to her wardrobe and went in search of comfortable but feminine tops. This bridesmaid outfit was way beyond anything she would normally wear, but Katie liked how sophisticated she felt in it. A casually dressed guy with a trim goatee and distinctive rectangular sunglasses leaned toward Katie as she stood to the side of the group of guys. Without turning to look at her, he said in a low voice, "Your halo is slipping." She squinted into the late afternoon sun and blinked at him, not sure if his comment had been aimed at her. The guy kept his face forward. He didn't repeat his comment or return her glance. Behind his left ear, she noticed a thin white scar in the shape of a backward L. Ignoring him, Katie turned her attention back to the group of guys that was now heckling Todd, the easygoing groom. Todd had positioned Christy's garter between his two thumbs in a slingshot position and impishly aimed backwards. If he let go, the garter undoubtedly would land somewhere in the palm trees that bent over the wedding party like gentle giraffes sheltering their young. One of the guys called out,
"Hey, wrong way, dude."
Doug, a groomsman and the only married guy in the group, stood beside Todd to direct him in the garter launch. Doug turned Todd back around to face the pack.
"Just aim it in this general direction. It'll fly crazy, so you don't need to have your back to them the way Christy did."
Todd looked as if he was enjoying this as much as he had clearly enjoyed the wedding and the leisurely paced reception. For all the arguments that erupted among